From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Five U.S. states hold presidential primary elections Tuesday. Voters in Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, Pennsylvania, and Rhode Island are expected to give a majority of convention delegates to frontrunners Donald Trump, a Republican, and Hillary Clinton, a Democrat.
I don't like either of those two candidates. I never have. Actually, I was a registered Democrat up until this election. I'm one of those jumped for Trump girls.
Kasich never appealed to me. He pawns himself off as a Midwesterner, but he worked for Lehman. And Cruz is, he's just a very intolerant person. I think the major issue of our time right now is the immigration, and it's the illegal aliens, and Europe seeing what can happen if you don't have your borders.
Trump got some good news Tuesday when the NBC News SurveyMonkey poll released figures that indicate he has 50% support from Republican voters. Spain's King Felipe met Tuesday with political leaders in a last resort attempt to break an electoral deadlock. The king concluded that none of the political parties has enough support to form a government and that the nation will have new elections June 26th. The United States deployed F-22 fighter jets to Romania as a sign of support for NATO's Eastern European allies facing aggression from Russia. The fighter jets landed on Monday at an air base in the country's southeast. South Sudanese rebel leader Riek Machar returned to the capital Tuesday and took the oath as the country's top vice president. Machar's arrival raises hopes that the government and rebels will implement a peace agreement signed last year. South Sudan has gone through 30 months of civil war. This is VOA News. A poll released Tuesday indicates 6 out of 10 Brazilians believe a new election could resolve the country's political crisis. The Imbope poll showed 62% of Brazilians want leftist President Dilma Rousseff and Vice President Michel Temer to step down so a new election can be held. Some Venezuelans were surprised Monday by rolling 4-hour electricity blackouts. The blackouts are due to a drought that has rendered hydroelectric power plants nearly useless. The government says the power outages will last for 40 days. An al-Qaeda-affiliated group has claimed responsibility for the killing of a Bangladeshi gay rights activist and his friend. Ansar al-Islam said on Twitter that it killed Shulhaz Manan and Taneh Mujumdar on Monday, calling the two pioneers of practicing and promoting homosexuality in Bangladesh. White House spokesman Josh Earnest spoke about the killing.
Mr. Manan set an example of dignity, courage, and selflessness, and his legacy will live on in the causes that he championed.
The killings resemble the murders of several secular bloggers and activists in Bangladesh over the past few years. A federal judge has upheld a North Carolina law requiring voters to show photo identification at the polls. Tuesday's ruling by U.S. District Judge Thomas Schroeder in Winston-Salem is a victory for Republicans who contend the law is needed to prevent voter fraud. Civil rights groups are considering an appeal to the ruling, claiming that the law unfairly targets blacks and other minorities. A U.S. general said Tuesday the number of foreign fighters entering Iraq and Syria to join the Islamic State group has dropped to a tiny fraction of those entering a year ago. Deputy Commander for Operations and Intelligence for the U.S.-led coalition fighting IS, Major General Peter Gersten, told reporters via teleconference from Baghdad that there were between 1,500 and 2,000 foreign fighters entering Iraq and Syria each month when he deployed in mid-2015. He said the number is now about 200 a month. Officials say al-Shabaab militants in Somalia killed at least 8 government soldiers in an ambush near the town of Baidoa. A Somali military commander told VOA al-Shabaab fighters ambushed a military convoy sent to reinforce government forces at a base under attack. 13 government soldiers were wounded. Security officials in Yemen say they have retaken the southern city of Mukalla a day after reports that Yemeni fighters killed more than 800 al-Qaeda militants in a single offensive. The death toll could not be independently verified. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes are mixed at this hour. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.